And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host, talking about a big project, a restoration project getting underway this summer at Phoenix Lake. Joined on the program this weekend by a pair of engineers from the Tuolumne Utilities District, Eric Johnson and Gadiel DeMattei. Gadiel, I'll pose the next question to you as we continue to talk about Phoenix Lake. As you mentioned during the last segment, this project will likely run through about the fall of 2021. During that time and leading up to that time, you know, will people still be able to get close to the lake or walk near the lake and that type of thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one thing we do want the public to know is that it's going to be an active construction site with a lot of heavy equipment driving around. We certainly don't want to have any accidents out on the site. So Indigene is actually a very popular walking spot. People walk their dogs, people ride their bikes. So we'd ask that if you see an orange construction fence, please respect that it's there and don't cross it. See any signs that say don't enter, please don't enter. We'd like to ask the public not to try to grab one of the workers that they see out there or try to flag down a tractor to ask them questions about the project. The best way to get information about the project would be our website, tudwater.com, or to call our office here, our number's on our website. So some of the walking paths will be blocked off out at Indigene, but some of them will still remain open. And so I'd like to encourage people to go to our website and look at the maps that we have posted, because we are pointing out those walking paths that are remaining open, and we're pointing out those areas that are closed.
You know, when the construction is taking place, what can people expect to see out there in the work zone?
Yeah, so lower water levels, first of all. Eventually, the homeowners surrounding the lake are going to be able to see tractors driving around out there in the lake bed. Actually, some of them can already see those. Now that we've cleared some of the weeds just beginning yesterday, you can actually see all the way across the lake. So, yep, that's some of the activity that's going to be happening.
You know, when this project is completed and all the work is done, will the appearance of the lake look any different, or is it pretty much just things that are benefiting, you know, underwater and the habitat?
Yeah, so, I mean, from an area standpoint, most of the area that we're working on is going to be underwater again. So most of that, once the water level comes back up to its normal summertime level, you kind of won't be able to tell that we did the project. And I'd look at that as a successful project because we don't want to impact the surrounding area in a negative way. Now, up towards the north of the lake, we're actually going to be reducing a lot of the bulrush and the weeds that are up there. The tules, some people call them tules, some people call them bulrush. So there is going to be some reduced weeds in those in the northern portions of the lake. A lot of property owners are really excited about that. Unfortunately, we couldn't pull out all of the weeds in the lake due to some environmental and permitting restrictions that are on it. So some people are going to be able to see more of a difference than others.
And what are some of kind of the other end benefits that are coming from this project?
Yeah, so, you know, we're dredging a lot of the sediment that was that has been placed in the lake due to erosion problems in that drainage basin. And that'll, of course, increase the water capacity of the lake. Now, like Eric was pointing out earlier, that water capacity is very important in the case of something like a fire that takes out the flumes that fill up the lake. We'll have more water on hand stored in that reservoir to get the community by while we're repairing those broken flumes. Another huge benefit is that the water quality will be improved. A deeper lake is a healthier lake because the water temperatures are cooler. That's better for the fish, that's better for the habitat that's out there, and it's easier to treat the water and make it drinkable for the greater part of the Sonora and Jamestown area. This project isn't just dredging and digging a big hole, we're actually carving some engineered channels. These are underwater channels. What that does is promotes water circulation throughout the lake. A lot of people know that moving water is healthy water and that stagnant water is stinky water. So keeping that water circulating throughout this lake and not sitting still in a whole bunch of weeds is going to improve the water quality a lot. So those are some of the just benefits of this project. It's going to make an extremely more healthy lake, a healthy habitat, and a healthier community.
And what can you tell us about the company that's been hired to kind of oversee this project?
Yeah, so the winning contractor is a contractor called Steve Manning Construction Incorporated, and they come out of Reading. They have SMCI written on the sides of their trucks. Now, there is a local big contractor that a lot of people know that goes by SMCI. That stands for Sierra Mountain Construction Incorporated. So Sierra Mountain did bid on the project, and we always love hiring the local guys, too. But unfortunately, Steve Manning won, and we're actually really optimistic about Steve Manning, and it's been going really good with them so far. So, yeah, that's we call them SMC instead of SMCI, just to try to keep that distinction between the two SMCIs that are around.
District Engineer Johnson, anything else to note about this project?
No, I think Gadiel covered it. It's one of those projects that we're just going to be really, really pleased to get off the books. There's been a tremendous amount of staff time expended that isn't really represented in the grant or in the costs. And to pull off a project like this with the multiple permits, I mean, Gadiel has a matrix or a spreadsheet, if you will, of the permit requirements. And there are probably 100 different monitoring, reporting, study-related requirements that have to be done during construction and 4 years following construction in order to maintain compliance. So although the project will be done by fall 2021, there will still be monitoring efforts out there around the lake to ensure compliance until the end of the term of the permits.
Was it a challenge, too, to meet different steps along the way when it comes to permitting and the environmental process?
Well, it really was. I mean, time is probably one of the larger constraints. Is we had funding, our funding agreements from the agencies, DWR and IRWM, had timelines that we had to meet, and then also cost escalation is a real impact when you get awarded a grant in 2014 and you're unable to really start construction for many years later. That is one reason why we're unable to do and implement the entire Phoenix Lake plan. Is just the price of things have gone up and the regulatory requirements as well.
And before we take one more break, Gadiel, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking me about what's happening to the fish that are in the lake. You know, we're draining it, so what's happening to them? So one of those environmental requirements is to, get the pools down to a manageable level and then capture all of the fish and release them in a safe spot. So that's kind of a fun thing that we have to hire a biologist to do. But, just important to, make sure that we don't have a bunch of dead fish in the bottom of the lake by the end of the day.
I know people want to be fishing once this is all said and done, so that's good to hear.
That's right.
Again, we're talking about a major project at Phoenix Lake this weekend, joined on the telephone by Gadiel DeMattei and Eric Johnson, both district engineers for the Tuolumne Utility District. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back with our final segment in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.